Shalom Aleichem, we are pre-recording the Mishnayot for the first day of Pesach, and amazingly, we are in Chapter 6, learning about what we eat at the Pesach Seder on the first night of Pesach. Mishnah Gimel, Eimatai Mevi Chagiga Imo. When do we bring a Korban Chagiga, an additional sacrifice? A Chagiga is a form of a Korban Shlamim, a peace offering, Imo, along with the Korban Pesach. Bizman Shehu Ba B'chol. That's when Yudal Nisan is Chol, is a weekday, not a Shabbos, because while the Pesach is B'moado and overrides Shabbos, the Chagiga, the Shlamim, does not. B'tahira, when most of the Jewish people are Tahor, are pure. There is actually a special exception when most of the Jews are Tame, are impure. They can still go ahead and bring a Korban Pesach B'tumah, if most of the population or most of the Kohanim are Tame. But the Chagiga is not subject to this leniency, so only when everyone's Tahor, or the people who are not Tahor, they're going to wait for Pesach Sheni, as we're going to see. Ubamuat, and when you have a small group. Actually, when you have a small Korban Pesach and a big group. If you have a small group and the group can eat the Korban Pesach and be full, then you don't need a Shlamim, because the Pesach is Nechol Sova. It's eaten to fill you up, not, you know, when you're stuffed and you can't eat another bite, but, you know, when you eat, after you eat the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to feel full. Now, we do the Afikomen at the Pesach Seder as a remez to this, but the idea is you use the Chagiga to fill up. You have, you know, if you have 100 people in your group, and you have one Korban Pesach, as you do per group, you need a Shlamim or two to fill everybody up. They'll eat meat from the Shlamim first, and when they're full, almost full, they'll eat the meat from the Korban Pesach. So we do a zecher, a remembrance, l'chagiga. Some people have an egg or an appetizer or chicken or whatever it is, as a remembrance to the chagiga that we fill up on other meat first before we eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. And the Mishnah concludes, b'zman shehu ba b'shabbat, when yidal nisan's on Shabbos, beruba, or there's not a lot of people, but there's a lot of meat from the Korban Pesach, so you don't need, as we just explained, the betuma, or they're not tahor, ein mevinimo chagiga. You do not bring the Korban chagiga along with your Korban Pesach. Now, Mishnah Daled continues about the chagiga. Chagiga haita ba min etzon. It could be from the flock, meaning the goats and the sheep, min a bakar, or even from cattle, meaning the cows, the bigger animals, min a kevosim, min a izim, even from sheep and goats. That's a chiddush, because the Korban Pesach is only kevosim and izim, is only sheep and goats. And we're going to see there's a concern. You don't want to mix up the meat of your Korban Chagiga with your Korban Pesach. The Mishnah continues, min hazachar min hakevot. It can be male or female. V'ne'achelet l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. V'ne'achelet l'shnei yamim means it can be eaten for 2 days, v'layla echad, and one night, meaning the night in between them. So the Korban Pesach, remember, can only be eaten at the Pesach Seder. And we're going to see, really, only until midnight, l'chatchila. But the Korban Chagiga, the shlamim, since it's a shlamim, can be eaten for 2 days, and the intervening night. So if they brought it on Yud Daled Nisan along with the Pesach, it could be eaten that day and that night and the following day. So this is the source for eating leftovers for lunch after the day after your Pesach Seder. Leftovers are totally fine. It's a Zecher L'Chagiga, not a real Chagiga. It should be fine. Now, what's important to note is if the meat from the Chagiga was brought up on the table and touched the meat of the Korban Pesach, you have a problem, because anything the Pesach touches must be consumed that night. It gets the Kedusha of the Pesach. So you really don't want to mix up your Chagiga meat with your Pesach meat. You want to keep them separate so you can eat the leftovers of the Chagiga and not mix it with the Korban Pesach, which again is why the beginning of the Mishnah said you could even bring from sheep and goats your Chagiga, as long as, you know, you're going to be careful not to mix it up with your Korban Pesach, so you're allowed to still eat the leftovers of your Chagiga that have not touched the Pesach. Yashar Kochachem, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.